To the first broadcast of Salt Air. We've decided to start broadcasting on a regular basis about all of the new things and wonderful advantages of Salt so that we can always have our user community up to date on what's happening inside of Salt, what the direction is, and what all the new wonderful things are that you can work with in your deployments. Now, I'm going to start out by going through a slide presentation in which I'm going to go over the history of Salt, where it came from, where it is today, and where it's going as we move forward. We're also going to talk a little bit about some of the active development that's happened over the last couple of weeks. We're going to talk about what's new and exciting coming in the next release of Salt, which will be 0.10.5. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the other Salt projects that are out there today, Salt Cloud and Salt API, where they are, where they're going, and then we're finally going to highlight a few members of the community inside of Salt Air to make sure that everybody knows how much we appreciate the wonderful help and assistance that we've gotten from everybody out there. Now, allow me to start a little presentation. Now, I'm really excited to be able to talk to everybody about where SaltStack has been, where it's come from, and a lot about what we're going to be doing with this new format of Salt Air as our way to continually communicate what we're doing. Now, in today's episode of Salt Air, we're going to be talking about the origin of Salt, why I created it, where it's come since then, and what we plan on doing with Salt in the near and foreseeable future. Now, if we go back in time to the beginning of the Salt project, it was started by me back in February of 2011. Now, the first commits were available online and open source under the Apache 2.0 license, which was a wonderful thing to be able to start a project out in the open and be able to visualize to everybody that we are the dedication from the get-go to be an open source project. Now, the original goal of the Salt project and why I started making it was because I felt as though if we could get a fast enough remote execution communication layer in place, that we could change how we manage infrastructures. I felt as though changing the generic way in which we communicated and commanded servers, then we would subsequently be able to access and manage servers in a new way. So, starting on February 20th and working late through the nights, I got up to the point where on March 19th I was able to release the first version of Salt, 0.6.0. Granted, it didn't work very well. It had many bugs. But we were able to get that first release out. Over time, I was able to refine the Salt process, build upon it, and then with the release of 0.8.7 on May 15th of 2011, we were able to see the first introduction of the Salt state system. Granted, back then, it didn't work nearly as well as it does now, but we were able to get the first algorithms fleshed out and the first information laid down so that you could start looking at what it means to write states in Salt. Now, since then, Salt has been growing at an incredibly rapid pace. Most of our community showed up with Salt and began to grow in November of 2011. At this point, Salt States was getting to the point where some people were beginning to use it inside of deployments, and Salt was highlighted on Floss Weekly. In all honesty, I considered Salt States to be to the point where they could be stable enough, we're in a beta state that people could start playing around with them only about a week before that Floss Weekly podcast came on. But we've been able to make all of the traction that we have without a marketing budget. We haven't been going out and hitting every possible conference that we could find. It's been primarily through word of mouth. Now, in December of last year, I started working on SaltStack full-time and started a small LLC to try and decide the best way to make money with salt, develop a company that could support salt so that we could continually pass on and develop fantastic software. Now, after this Floss Weekly podcast with Randall Schwartz back in November, we saw a dramatic uptick in the growth of the salt community. Up until that point, salt had a few users, and it was very much a garage project. I believe that before the interview, we had received contributions from a total of somewhere in the realm of 15 contributors. Now, by December, after the Floss Weekly broadcast in November, we had received contributions from 55 code contributors, which was able to mark the beginning of a very rapid and substantial uptick. Now, early on in the game, I want to point out that there were a number of companies that started using salt much earlier than others. And a lot of their contributions, a lot of their help in finding bugs and support of the project has enabled us to get to where we are now. And I like to highlight these companies like Heartflow and like Jive Communications. Heartflow started using us back in November of 2011. Jive Communications was in January. LinkedIn was shortly after. And companies like XMission, who have brought us in early on and helped us develop and find what directions we needed to go, have been fantastic partners in the development of Salt and helping us really find our legs and move forward. Another thing that I want to highlight with the growth of Salt was that even as early on as December of last year, Black Duck, which runs the Olo site and does a great deal of evaluation on existing open source technology, awarded us their Black Duck Rookie of the Year Award. The Rookie of the Year Award was awarded alongside to a lot of different projects that were also very new, like Salt, but were generally backed by large companies. We're talking about projects that were backed by Red Hat and Twitter, projects that were already backed by large startup companies that had raised a lot of money. And so, it was very, very exciting to be able to be put alongside a lot of these other projects and be recognized as an open source project that is moving forward at a staggering pace. The award of the Rookie of the Year from Black Duck helped us substantially, helped our growth, helped our exposure, and helped us get in front of a lot of people back in January of 2012. Now, I started working on Salt full-time back in December and spent a great deal of time through the early months of this year getting Salt up to the point where it was more featureful, where it could do more, and where it could really be a project that has gotten to the level of usefulness where it is today, along with helping grow the fantastic community and all of the people that we've seen come in and contribute to Salt. But as time went on, it became apparent that we needed to start branching out, creating a few more projects that could help us work with a lot of the other areas that Salt begins to bridge. And so on July 13th of 2012, we got our first release of Salt Cloud out. 0.6.0, as you may have noticed, is what we named the first releases of projects that we push out of SaltStack. The 0.6.0 release is always the pre-alpha release, the release that says we've got a concept going here, and we get to take a look and see if people are going to latch onto it or if it's something that we should put by the wayside. I'm excited to say the Salt Cloud has not been put by the wayside and has continued to grow, with the current release being at 0.8.1, and we're actively working on getting 0.8.2 out the door. But Salt Cloud has allowed us to very cleanly integrate with a lot of public cloud providers out there. I'm also excited to talk about the fact that Salt Cloud We've been able to recently sign some deals that allow you, users of Salt Cloud, to get discounts with a number of public cloud providers that are out there today. Now, the Salt API release is very, very recent. It was only a few weeks ago, back on October 24th, when we got the first release of Salt API out. Now, 0.7.0 is in the works, and we're planning on having it out alongside Salt 0.10.5 sometime later next week. But Salt API allows us to bridge the API gap between other platforms and back into Salt proper. Salt API is going to act as the bridge for our web UI, which is also under heavy design right now, and we expect to have the first pre-alpha of the web UI out soon as well. Salt API has also been built to abstract things in a very generic way. So we expect to be able to use Salt API to integrate with a number of other UIs and platforms out there in the same way that Salt already does integrate with other components, but also be able to deliver a unified system for us to communicate back out to many other interfaces. Now, Salt as of today, again, has grown at a staggering pace. We know of many, many companies that have deployed and are actively using Salt in their deployments. We know of a number of large-scale deployments around the world, some of which are in the tens of thousands of systems. We know of many deployments right now that are actually bordering on to potentially hundreds of thousands of systems, which are considering the use and deployment of Salt. As of yesterday, we show over 215 people have contributed code to Salt, most of which has happened very recently as we continue to grow and branch. And Salt, as of today, has become much, much more powerful than it was when people were starting to deploy it and use it back in the earlier times of November of last year. I want to put a strong emphasis that the Salt project is dedicated to open source. We're going to talk a little bit about the Salt Stack company that I put together and put a lot of work into over this last year, what the Salt Stack company is trying to do and the direction that it's trying to go. But I want to emphasize before we talk about that and while we talk about that, the reasons why we're dedicated to open source, the reason why I made Salt open source in the first place, and the reason why we want to make sure that no matter what happens, we maintain the best possible relationships that we can with our open source community. Now, the main goal behind Salt isn't about making something that's easily monetizable. The main goal isn't about something that we can flip into a business that takes unjust advantage of the contributions which people have made. The goal is to make the best software. The goal is to make a system that allows us to do things better than what's available today. And so the anticipation and the reason of making it open source is because there's a limit to how much perspective I can have on my own. And there's a limit to how much perspective you can have when you bring a company in. The benefits that we've seen from open collaboration and the ability to see what people's real-world needs are continues to amaze me with the fact that we've been able to develop interfaces, features, and capabilities inside of Salt that honestly I didn't see before, but because we were able to make a platform that was flexible and open, we've been able to see what those real needs are and make sure that they get delivered in an effective way. Again, at the end of the day, Salt would be nowhere near where it is today. It probably would have petered off if it wasn't for the fantastic contributions, work, and collaboration that we have from all of those people who are helping us write code, from the over 200 individuals which have helped us with code, and the fact that we regularly have many, many pull requests every day coming in on GitHub. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this salt stack company and where we're going. Now, I created an LLC, which I already mentioned, at the end of last year. The purpose of the Salt Stack LLC was to explore the best ways to both monetize the salt project and the best ways to build a company and the best ways to deliver that to deliver this. So, a few months ago, back in August, I converted the LLC over to be a corporation, and we have been able to bring in some funding. Now, we've done a great deal of work to make sure that we can turn products out based on salt that allow us to not compromise the open source aspect of what we're doing in any way, shape, or form. I can't begin to tell you how many times we've turned down what were very positive, what could have been positive investment opportunities, because people wanted us to turn our backs on being open source. How many times I sat down in meetings with people and thought that things were going very, very well until it got to the point where they looked at me and said, well, it looks like we'll be able to get you to stop giving away code, at which point I was able to stand up and walk out. If somebody doesn't understand the fact that the open source nature of what we're doing is how we push it forward, then they don't understand how we're going to create a fantastic company. And frankly, I don't think that they understand how a lot of technology is moving today. Now, SaltStack Incorporated has only been around for a little while, but we do have full support available. We do have a number of consulting engagements and a training course, which I've talked about a little bit already online, and we've already had a number of successful trainings, both dedicated to corporations and trainings that were put on publicly. So we've had a few trainings here in Salt Lake. We've had some trainings up in Seattle, and we've had some trainings in California. And I'm really excited about our training coming up in London in about a month, and we've got another training coming up in down in Sydney that's, again, very exciting, and then more lined up for early next year. Full support contracts are available as well. Again, we're working on productizing salt so that we've got a vetted solution that we'll be able to start distributing, hopefully early next year. Now, enough about the history, enough about where salt's come from. Let's talk about where salt is today, some of the active things. What I want to do every week on Salt Air is talk about some of the development that we've been doing just over the last couple of days. I really like to be able to make sure that people understand that we're working on exciting things all the time. We're always trying to find new ways, and we're always working on new ways to expand the capabilities of Salt itself. Now, a lot of the work that's been going into the next release of Salt, apart from the regular bug fixes, is that we've put some major work into upgrading the returner interface. Now, as many of you know, the returner interface allows you to take the data that's returned when you run commands and send it to someplace other than just the Salt Master, so that you can cache all of that data in a database somewhere. Well, up until the recent development, all you could do is put the data somewhere, and then we assumed that you would have to dig it out yourself. Now, we've recently added a number of modules or a number of functions inside of our existing returner interfaces that allow you to retrieve that data in a clean and concise way back out of those databases. We've also added a module inside of the execution modules that allow any single minion to go back and access that data in the database so that it's very easy for them to see the information about other minions that have checked in. One of the main goals of this is to help bridge that gap between allowing different minions to know about each other so that they can make decisions about how they're going to set themselves up relative to what else is available in the infrastructure around them. Now, the other thing that this new returner upgrade allows us to do is that we're working on what's called the external job cache. The external job cache is something I'm excited about because it allows us to say that every time you execute a job, inside of SALT, that information that gets returned from the execution is going to be available inside of this external database. So that you would be able to say, I want to store all of the information about all of my minions executions and store them all inside of a Redis data store or inside of Mongo, and we're working on getting some SQL returners put in place as well. And so that you can get this long-term historic cache of basically everything that's been done on your infrastructure relative to SALT. Now, again, one of the big reasons that we want to do this is because we're working towards building interfaces that allow us to visualize all of your historic executions, functions, and who's doing what and where, so that you can see an ongoing death of everything that's occurred inside of your infrastructure relative to it being managed in a very visual and clean manner. Now, this goes back to a big reason why we've cleaned up a lot of the backend APIs. We've added a couple of systems in here, particularly the new Wheel system that's coming out in 10.5, that's going to allow you to access the backend APIs of SALT as well, allowing you to remotely manage the internals of how SALT is actually working. Now, we put on top of that the fact that Joseph Hall has spent the last couple of weeks doing a lot of work with OpenStack. Now, a lot of people out there are excited about OpenStack, and we're very excited about OpenStack as well. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've started a really clean integration with Nova, Glance, and Keystone inside of OpenStack, which is allowing us to get a better view of what's going on inside of OpenStack nodes, and it's getting the experience that we need inside of SALT so that we can start looking towards being able to do Keystone authentication and integrate SALT more cleanly with Keystone. It's also noteworthy with the OpenStack integration that and SALT API and many of the API changes that we've made that, while it's not directly on the roadmap right now, we are hoping sometime in the future to figure out the best ways to get SALT to integrate with Horizon as well. Now, I want to talk really quickly about what's coming up in SALT Cloud for the next release. So, we put a lot of effort into SALT Cloud and bringing it up to spec with respect to OpenStack. So, SALT Cloud now integrates very well with OpenStack deployments. What's been really nice with the OpenStack integration inside of SALT Cloud is that has allowed us to integrate with the second generation of Rackspace Cloud that's using OpenStack. So that in 0.8.2 of SALT Cloud, we will have the ability to deploy on the new Rackspace infrastructure. We've also been able to use the OpenStack support to work with HP Cloud. Now, HP Cloud is still under heavy development, but we're really excited to be integrated in there. We've also put a lot of work, which is a different track, not talking about OpenStack, but we have been able to put a lot of work into supporting the IBM Cloud. And so SALT Cloud can now communicate with and spin up virtual machines on the IBM Cloud. Now, one development that I'm really excited about for OpenStack, and I'm going to send out some emails with all of this information as soon as we're done here with SALT Air, but we have just finalized a number of deals with a number of cloud providers out there. One that I want to highlight is GoGrid. Now, we've signed some very positive deals with GoGrid that give you, as users of SALT Cloud, a number of discounts when you're spinning up virtual machines up on GoGrid. And I'm excited about it not just because we're able to deliver discounts, but because we're also able to help bring some money back into SALT to help to support what we're doing. And so I'm going to be publishing these codes that allow you to get an extra discount. If I'm not mistaken, it gives you a $150 credit when you sign up for GoGrid to help you get going. So that's something that I'm really excited about with SALT Cloud development, and I'm really excited about the fact that we have that partnership in place. We're also in the process of developing partnerships that are going to allow us to help and get everybody discounts to a number of other cloud providers as well. Our goal at the end is to be able to say that we don't only integrate with these clouds, but we are always looking out for the people who are using them. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about Salt API development. Now, this has been really exciting, what's happened inside of Salt API. The REST API that we're looking at for the next release of Salt API 0.7.0 has matured a great deal. 0.6.0, as it usually is with the Salt projects, is a proof of concept to say that, yes, we've fleshed out how this is going to be deployed and what it needs to look like. So, in Salt API 0.7.0, we've substantially expanded the REST API hooks so that they're much more featureful and much more powerful. The REST API is also capable of operating cleanly under a fully encrypted TLS socket. And by default, we force a TLS socket because we're going to have to be sending some credentials over that line, and more encryption the better. We've also been able to tie the Salt API directly into the external authentication system that was introduced in Salt 0.10.4. This is going to allow you to use the Salt API and abstract granular permissions back out to the people who are actually logging into the system, making it very easy for you to say, okay, we're going to allow people to log into the Salt API interface, and then we're going to allow certain users certain access and certain rights, which is going to be a great way for people to say, maybe I'm going to allow my developers access to do certain things on these certain systems with Salt, and maybe I'm going to allow my administrators to have access to the back end of Salt management itself, or full access to everything that's going on inside of Salt. So all of these granular permissions are also being abstracted through the new Salt API. I'm really excited about where we're going here. Now, I want to do a quick community snapshot of where we are. We've had some of our most successful weeks ever just over the past couple of weeks with respect to community contributions. Like I mentioned before, we've got over 215 total contributors to Salt over the past, during the lifetime of the project. The vast majority of those contributors have come on very, very recently. We've been able to continue to grow at a staggering pace, with well over 20 contributors last week, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we're at 19 right now, but I'll have to double check. I think we got a few new ones in this morning that I wasn't accounting for, and I put this presentation together last night. I want to mention the fact that if you go out to the OLO website, where they keep track of metrics on a lot of different open source projects, that a lot of the metrics with respect to where Salt is, where its growth metrics are, and what everything looks like right now inside of Salt are out and visible on OLO. So I'd strongly recommend people go out there and take a look at where we are, take a look at where we're going, and you can get a good idea with OLO as to how big an open source project is by comparing it to some of the others that are out there. Now, there's one thing that I want to do on Salt Air every week. Now, in the future, I have plans to interview community members, but I wanted to make sure that we could get this first one going before we started bringing in a member of the community to interview. But I also want to make sure that I talk a little bit about the contributions that an individual has made to Salt. Now, it's going to be hard to keep up on that because we have so many people now involved, but I want to do the best that I can to make sure that people understand how much I appreciate the work that they've done on Salt to help bring it forward. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Ben Holmeser, or Hosmer. I'm sorry, Ben. Now, Ben has been around in the Salt environment for a long time, and one really exciting thing that happened just a few days ago is that Salt Stack was featured on the cover of Linux Journal. And the reason for that is because Ben put together a fantastic article. And I would strongly recommend going out and reading it. It talks a lot about what you can do with Salt, where it's been, and where it's going. Now, Ben has been involved in the community like I said, for a very, very long time, he's come out to a number of conferences. Just off the top of my head, he helped us man the booth at Scale this year. He came out to the Southeast Linux Fest and helped us out a great deal. And finally, one of the big reasons for highlighting Ben right now and talking about him is that he's the one who convinced me to start doing Salt Air. And so I just want to make sure that Ben understands how much we appreciate him, and I want to make sure that people understand how much we appreciate the contributions that they're giving us so that we can continue moving forward at a rapid pace and being such an exciting piece of software. Now I'm going to wrap up. Now I named Salt Air. I'll talk a little bit about Salt Air and what we're planning on doing in the future. I named Salt Air primarily because I wanted to use Google Air to broadcast it, but also, for some of you may have noticed on the mailing list, Salt Air is a resort that's off of the Great Salt Lake, and I thought it was a bit of a funny pun to use. Now, Salt Air in the future, what we're going to be doing here is the format of this presentation is going to be that we're going to start by putting together some tutorials and some demos at the beginning of every episode, talking a little bit about a certain feature that's inside of Salt, what it can do, and why it's something that's really exciting to see. We're going to always go over a lot of those new features that we're seeing inside of Salt, a lot of the active development. So if you've contributed something and you want to make sure that we talk about it on Salt Air, please remind me, and I'll make sure that we get it in. It's hard to keep track of everything that goes on inside of all of our contributions. We're going to talk about the latest news relative to the SaltStack company and where we're going, and so that we're able to make sure that we've got a lot of communication coming out relative to what we're doing. And the goal is that we're going to make sure that we're doing Salt Air at least every 2 weeks. Now, I'd like to move that up to every week in the future, but I'd much rather keep the door open. If there's anything that I've illustrated, is that I really like to make sure that there's a lot of options out there. Because, I mean, that's how Salt's been developed. So that's what the goal is. We're going to see how well we're able to stick with that goal and deliver on continually pushing these broadcasts out. Now, I'll get back to me as a talking head here. If it works. It looks like there's still a little bit more that I need to learn with respect to using these Google Hangouts. There we go. Now, next week we're planning on interviewing somebody from the community on Salt Air, talking about why they got involved and asking them some questions about some of the things that they've been working on in Salt, so that we can talk more about the exciting things that are going on. Anyway, until next time, goodbye, keep using Salt, and looking forward to those next releases and everything that's exciting that's coming down the pipe. Adios.